A simple man, a simple man. I'm just an ordinary simple man. I don't smoke and I don't drink. In the sun I just turn pink. I'm just an ordinary simple man. Yes, I can hear what people think, and sometimes I do drink, but only when I have no other choice. I gamble, this is true, I've done a line or two. I'm just an ordinary simple man. A simple man, a simple man. I'm just an ordinary simple man. I don't smoke and I don't drink. In the sun I just turn pink. I'm just an ordinary simple man. I stole and I was bad, it made me really sad, but now I help to rid the world of crime. With all the friends I've met, they love me, I would bet. Wait, I bet I have to gamble once again. A simple man, a simple man. I'm just an ordinary simple man. I don't smoke and I don't drink. In the sun I just turn pink. I'm just an ordinary simple man. What does the winner get? The one who wins the bet. I know some guys who would be happy to give me a loan. The song's not over yet, but I'm already playing roulette. I put my lifelong savings on the red. A simple man, a simple man. I'm just an ordinary simple man. I don't smoke and I don't drink. In the sun, I just turn pink. I'm just an ordinary simple man. A simple man, a simple man. I'm just an ordinary simple man. I don't smoke and I don't drink. In the sun, I just turn pink. I'm just an ordinary simple man. A simple man.
It's 5 o'clock in the morning. It's way too early if you ask me. Why can't a duel be in the afternoon? Or even at 6 p.m. 6 p.m. sounds like a good time for a duel. Why does it have to be at dawn? Anyway, on one side, we have Cassius. He challenged Caden to this duel, so I guess that means he gets to shoot first? Maybe? I don't really know the rules. I want it to be Caden second. By the way, you have to bring a second to a duel. You send them to talk to the second and try to see if there is any alternative or an agreement that can be made instead of a duel. One last chance, they call it. The last rendezvous. The 91st minute. The last step of the stairs. The day after the expiration day on a yogurt. The point of almost no return, but you can still look back. The last leaf on the tree before the winter comes. That moment after you pulled that thingy from the grenade.
Ugh, he wants an apology. Right, is there any way to convince Caden to apologize for insulting his stories? Ugh, best of luck then, asshole. Well, why did he make me his second? Oh my God, why did I say yes?
It looks like the last bubble in the soda popped, and it seems that negotiations have failed. That's a shame. We had hoped for a diplomatic solution.
Speak for yourself. Dave, who are you talking to?
To us. I'm narrating the duel. Are you okay, Alice? Your voice sounds different.
Just a little bit of a cold. You know how it is. You get sick and your voice changes.
I find this whole concept of a duel, is it? Very confusing. Are they going to kill each other?
They're not going to kill each other. Claire made them weapons that will hurt them but won't kill them. I think. Claire! They can't kill each other, right?
Right.
You see? I know things.
Oh, biscuits. Why not commit and go all the way?
Because they don't want them to die.
Ugh, I would like to see Caden's decaying corpse slowly disappearing from this world, rotting in the ground, forgotten forever as time goes by.
Fuck you, Philip!
Caden, did you hear what I said?
Yeah, I've got 20/20 hearing, I'm a werewolf.
Carry on.
I feel the same way, by the way. I'm glad it's out in the open.
I respect that.
When I'm done with Cassius, I'm gonna make a soup out of you for you, Philip. Just for you, I will break my special diet.
The last time I had turtle soup was...
1941, Vienna, fighting the Nazis. You told us that story.
I did?
I didn't believe you then, and I don't believe you now. Damn it, Cassius! What the fuck? We didn't start yet. You almost hit me. Claire!
Ugh, Cassius... You lose a point.
But Claire, he insulted the integrity of my stories once again.
If you keep arguing, you will lose another point.
I'm not arguing. I'm explaining that he is...
Yes?
Never mind.
That's what I thought. All right, Caden, Cassius, your seconds. Fluffy and I... did not reach a solution, and therefore you are bound to a duel.
When I'm done with you, Cassius, all of your limbs and organs will be scattered all over the ground, yeah.
Nice one, buddy.
My turn. Dear Caden, no last name because his parents abandoned him when he was a baby, if I were you, I would find a quiet place in the woods and hide there for the rest of your poor, miserable life, because when I'm finished with you, there will be nothing left to bury. I will crush your bones. I will chop off your fangs and use them as toothpicks. I will shave your fur and use it as a rug to wipe my shoes on. You shall forever rue the day you disrespected Cassius Valentine.
I... like to see you try!
Good one, Caden!
Thank you.
All right. Assume the positions. Now, remember, these guns are loaded with special bullets that won't kill you, but will cause an unbelievable amount of pain that will most likely make you wish you were dead. First one to yield loses the battle.
Guys, for the record, I think this is a terrible idea. I'm sure there's a much better way to solve this.
There is. He can apologize.
I'll apologize when you admit that you exaggerate your stories.
I have never.
All right. Cassius. Caden. Turn around. You're going to count to 10. With each number, you will each take one step away from each other. When you reach 10, turn around and start shooting. Again, the first one to yield loses the duel and either has to apologize or admit that his stories were exaggerated. Agreed?
Agreed.
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 Oh, not you guys.
I agree to the terms.
As do I.
And I.
Guys, shut up. All right, you're not even part of this.
Philip, this candy is exactly what I needed right now. Well, I was thinking to myself, Dave, how can you watch a duel without some concession candy?
Really good candy, Philip. It dyes your tongue, too. Look.
No way! It's blue!
What? Do you guys have candy?
Yeah. Philip found some in the forest. He calls it Miraxum Medicalis.
Yeah, it's psychedelic, Dave.
Nuh-uh.
Uh-huh.
What does this little brown elephant want from me?
All right, ready, set, go.
One, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10! Take that, you soul-sucking vampire!
You'll regret the day you were born.
What are they doing? They haven't hit each other once. Claire, did you do something to the guns?
I didn't need to. You know, I just assumed that both of them were terrible shots. And Caden always uses his claws and Cassius uses his fangs. Why would either of them know how to fire a gun?
Stop staring at us, Flower! We're trying to have a conversation here!
Oh, I see the candy's kicking in. Just go with it, Dave. Don't try to fight it.
Philip, this candy is strong.
Have you had enough, pup?
Not even close! Fuck you, Cassius!
Nice one, talking lemonade!
Oh, guys, come on! This is embarrassing.
He has to pay!
Okay, it looks like this is gonna take a while. I'm going back to sleep. I can't believe I even woke up this early for this. All right, tell me who won.
Admit, you've been making it all up!
Over your dead body.
Good morning again. Cassius? Caden? Are you lying on the ground because you're exhausted or because you're dead?
Exhausted.
Oh, did either of you get a hit?
No.
I was close.
Are you guys done? Got it out of your system?
Yeah.
A tie is a win for me.
Well, I hate to break it to you then, but it's not a tie.
It's not?
No. Well, remember right before we started, Cassius filed an illegal shot and got a negative point?
No.
So that means that...
I won. I won the duel.
I mean, yeah, by default.
I won the duel!
As a result of Cassius...
I won the duel! I won the duel! I won the duel! I won the duel! In your face, Cassius!
I am a vampire of my word. I shall honor the terms of the duel.
I can't believe it's finally happening.
I, Cassius Valentine, might have ever so slightly exaggerated my stories for dramatic effect. My stories carry the basis in actual experiences of mine, of course. However, I might have added the occasional flourish of detail here and there, minor details, quite trivial, really, to make the story colorful. My stories are 99.999999% accurate, with that oh-so-little remaining accounting for those atmospheric details.
This is the best day of my life!
All right, come on. Let's go find Alice and the others. We better keep going. We're getting closer to the beam of light, but we still have a long way to go.
Where did they go anyway?
Didn't you see where they went?
We were a little occupied, Claire.
Yeah, we were a little occupied.
Well, I'm sure they're around here somewhere. They probably wandered off into the woods.
Fuck, I want to try some of that candy.
Trust me, you don't.
No, I really want to try the candy.
Trust me, you don't want to try it. All right, it's really hard to get on Earth, but, you know, I guess they literally just grows on trees here.
Clara, watch your step.
I tripped over something. What?
Whoa, I'm covered in dirt.
Dave?
Claire? What?
Dave, why are you naked?
What?
Can you keep it down? My head is killing me.
Alice?
Alice?
Oh my God.
Oh my God!
No!
Yes.
Dave, why are you naked?
Alice, why are you naked?
No way!
You had sex with Dave?
You had sex with Alice?
Fuck!
Fuck!
Good morning, my little plums. A kiss for you. And a kiss for you.
No way!
What the fuck?
Philip, where's your shell?
I need a cigarette.
Dave, you fucked the turtle!
Excuse me, how do you know whom fucked whom? Were you there? And if so, wasn't it marvelous?
No!
We did a little bit of everything.
Do you have any more of that candy, Philip?
Yes, in my pocket.
Alice, how are you so calm about this? We... Philip! Us! Together, all of us, we did the deed!
Oh, come on, Dave. Don't be so dramatic. It was your idea.
What?
You said...
You know what will be fun? A threesome in the woods. I've only had sex once, but it was the best 10 seconds of my life. My name is Dave Smith.
Or something like that.
I want some of that candy now, Philip.
No one is having any more of Philip's candy. Now, put your clothes and your shells back on and let's get going.
What happened to fun, Claire? If I recall, yesterday, you were going on and on about not being able to let go, and you wanted to do something fun yourself. After a few minutes of brainstorming, of course, we ended up not doing anything and just waited for the pup and Dave to come back from the castle.
All right. I had a moment, okay? Now I'm focused and back on track. And none of your fun ideas appealed to me, all right? I'm sorry.
Starting a riot and taking over the castle sounded like a lot of fun to me.
Hey, Dave. That guy in the castle really opened up your appetite, huh?
Shut up!
You're so stupid.
What is he talking about?
Nothing!
It's always the quiet one.
Quiet? He can't keep his mouth shut.
What is Caden talking about? You were exploring the castle yesterday with the merchant? When did you have time to have sex with some guy?
I didn't have sex with him! Okay, I don't know what it was. We were following the advisor to the king that was really into knees. We asked him to talk to the king and advise him to release Caden from jail.
I thought the princess released the pup from jail.
She did, but we didn't know that at the time. So I had to make a deal with the advisor. Thanks a lot, Caden.
I was in jail. What do you want from me?
Anyways, as I said, he was really into knees, and he wanted me to touch his knees in return for releasing Caden.
Well, that doesn't sound like sex.
He said the guy asked him to pet his knees, lick them, pour butter on them, all sorts of things.
Oh, God. The butter. I hate how good it tasted.
Ugh. Enough! Oh, too many Dave's sex adventures for one day.
I feel so dirty. This day couldn't get any worse.
I agree. I am so tired of walking, I can't take it anymore.
Who said that?
Down here. It's your leg here. Hello, how you doing? I'm Dave's leg. Dave's left leg. Hi, everyone. Dave's leg. Yeah, Dave's leg.
Hello.
Caden, wake me up!
This is, unfortunately for us all, not a dream. It seems to me that your leg has come to life, Dave Smith. Not the weirdest thing we have ever seen, but it is a very close second.
Oh, well, you deserve it. Side effects 101.
Are you talking about the potion the merchant gave me? He said that there would be any side effects.
Your leg just came to life. Why do you think that happened?
Philip! It's the candy we had, right? We're all in a collective hallucination right now, and it's all going to go away soon, right?
Highly unlikely. The effect of the candy wears off after a few hours, and I feel fine.
Hi. Hello again. It's me, Dave's leg. I feel very tired, as mentioned already before. Hello, everyone. Dave's leg here. Hi. Dave's leg.
Kill me. Just kill me. Someone, please. Just find a sharp object and stab me through the eye with it. I'm so tired of this shit. My leg can talk now. What did I do in a past life that I deserve all of this bullshit?
Oh, my gosh. All right, come on, guys. Let's start moving.
Ah, no more walking. I'm staying here. Hi, Dave's leg here.
She's not moving, you guys.
Well, you'll just have to drag her. Come on. We're losing daylight.
Oh, whoa, Dave. What are you doing? You're smushing me all over the ground. Stop, I say. Dave!
Ow, Dave, what the fuck? Why did you kick me?
It wasn't me. Help! Oh, she has a mind of her own. I can't stop her. Guys, she's taking me away from you. Why are you chasing me?
We should probably go after him.
Who wants to hear a story about legs, hmm?
Seriously, we just had a duel about your stories.
Caden, dear, if I'm not allowed to tell stories, you're not allowed to growl, hmm? If I'm not allowed to tell stories, the next time you growl, I will puncture your neck with my fangs, drain you of blood, and leave just enough to keep you awake, just enough to see me dancing on your soon-to-be corpse, laughing in your face. I'll leave enough blood in your system for everyone to think that you are dead, but you'll still be alive enough to watch your own funeral. Your sad, pathetic funeral. You'll lay there and watch the empty room with no people, listening to the silence, knowing that you made no impact on anyone's life, and no one cared about you or bothered to even show up. You will lay there knowing that you're about to die, and nobody will ever know that once on this earth there was a kid named Caden. Ha!
Fuck.
And now, as promised, a story about legs. Not one, not two. 16. 16 and a half legs all over the dinner table.
I'm scarred for life.
Yeah, I want to forget this horrendous story. Boom! Done.
Caden, you look like you're going to pass out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I might. I don't... I don't understand what happened to the other half of the leg.
Exactly what you think.
Don't tell me that the kid...
Yes.
No! That's my shell. Do you mind?
Sorry.
Does anybody see Dave? Oh, I think we lost him.
I can't smell him anymore. All I can smell now is vomit.
Ooh, let me try something. I'm going to close my eyes and see if I can find his aura.
You can see auras now too.
What's the problem, Claire?
Well, aura reading is for people who can't do real magic, but, you know, still want to feel special.
You're turning green. It's not a good color on you. You remind me of, you know who.
You did not just call me wicked.
That witch was so jealous of her sister, she turned green and had a mental breakdown.
Wait, I thought she was born like that and society didn't accept her or something.
The real story is much more depressing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just close your eyes and channel Dave's aura. You know, I bet you won't even be able to find him.
Wow. Wow, we're glowing.
These are your auras.
Wow. Look at mine, look at mine. Mine is orange with a little bit of red.
Alice, not that I care, but your spell didn't work on me.
I'm sorry, Cassius. Vampires don't have auras because an aura is a manifestation of your soul, and you don't have one of those.
You said you could locate Dave and see his aura. That's not what you did.
What can I say, Claire? Being around you makes my powers go wild. Look at you. Even your aura is green.
Guys, look! The forest! It's glowing too!
Fuck, the spell might have worked too well.
So beautiful!
Great! Now we've lost Caden too!
Alice, how long is this going to last?
It will wear off after a few hours. You know what would be great right now?
A piece of candy.
A piece of candy.
Oh, what? I just had the craziest dream. My leg was talking to me, and she started to run away and drag me all around the forest. I hit my head on a rock and passed out. I woke up in a nest that was made entirely out of legs. My leg was staring at me, and while I'm recapping, she's eating a salami sandwich.
I'm gonna stop you right there, Dave. Dave's like here. It's a PB&J, sweetie.
No! Not PB&J!
Does it make you feel uncomfortable, Dave? Can you taste it, Dave, when I take a bite? Can you taste the jelly? Where does it go, Dave? Davey, where does it go?
I'm surrounded by legs! Where did you get all these legs? My friends are going to find us. They'll make you pay.
That's where you're wrong. Your friends already forgot about you.
No, don't say it.
I just did.
All right. Okay. Let's try it again. Alice, Philip, Cassius, please, all right? No more candy. Caden, no more running away into the woods.
It just looks so pretty.
It just looked so pretty.
Shut up.
Your best friend is missing, and you're acting like you don't even care. I'm going to tell Dave.
No, don't tell Dave. I can't handle his emotional guilt trips.
His what?
Every time that he feels like someone hurt his feelings.
He always feels that way. That's his modus operandi.
Yes, Motif Sinempesai. Anyway, he goes into a monologue about how his feelings matter and his trauma and blah, 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 blah. Just thinking about it.
Well, the sooner we find him, the better.
Why are you saying that?
Because of our luck. It's like a clock goes off. Ding dong, you've overstayed your stay. Watch out, this weird thing is coming your way.
Yeah, it does happen to us a lot.
I don't believe in luck.
That's okay.
Do you know what they call me back home? The unlucky Philip. It's because of the extraordinary amount of bad luck, my friends.
Friends?
Oh, fine. Friend thinks I've got. One time, we flipped a coin to see who goes first in turtle chess.
You flipped the coin and you lost? That's your bad luck?
Were you there, Alice?
I flipped the coin and waited to see the result. I was waiting in anticipation. I was overwhelmed with excitement. Needless to say that my mouth was open. As an actor, my emotions are very active.
What does that even mean?
The coin landed not on the ground, as you might have expected. Oh, no. It landed directly in my mouth. I swallowed it. And what do you know?
You choked to death. You died, and we're talking to your ghost?
No, don't.
After swallowing the coin, I discovered that I'm allergic to turtle nickels. I've used them all my life to pay for my turtle house and my turtle shorts, but I have never tasted or swallowed one before. So, how could I know that I'm allergic, I ask you?
You couldn't.
I couldn't. I swelled up like a balloon and started floating in the sky, seeing the forest from above. What a view. Breathing the fresh, cool air, realizing how small we all are. 3 days later, as the swelling subsided, I landed on the top of a tree. A few feet from where I was playing with my friend, or should I say, from where I was going to play with my friend, but never did because I swallowed the turtle nickel. 2 days I spent there on the top of the tree, wondering, does anyone care? If I die here and now, will anyone even know? What am I doing with my life? What is my purpose? Why am I here? I fainted. I fell from the top of the tree. In my sleep, I saw a vision. It was me, Philip Carlos Carlos III, on stage, performing, making people laugh, making babies cry. And then, right there, in that moment, I knew. There was meaning to my life. There is purpose. There is a reason for all of this. I am here. My voice is loud, and it will be heard. I'll scream it from the top of the trees, like the top of the tree that I was once atop, from the top of the mountains, from the top of every corner of this planet. I will scream my name. They will scream my name. Philip! 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 First thing I had to do was to get an agent. You can't make it in the forest without an agent. The competition is too insane for someone who looks like me. But I had a secret weapon, my freckle. I'll show you.
What? I can't see anything.
Come closer.
Where? What the fuck? My nose!
Yeah, sorry, I couldn't help it. But seriously, take a look.
Philip, it's so small, you can barely see it.
All the other turtles have these freckles all over their face. I'm the only one who doesn't. Well, except for this one. I became Philip, the one freckled turtle. Freak shows, curiosities, exhibits. Come and see nature's abomination. Philip, the one freckled turtle. Throw tomatoes at him, he likes tomatoes. After a while, I started to get bored. I was more than a one freckled turtle. I went to my agent and I said to her, I want to do Turtle Shakespeare. She said, you can't do Turtle Shakespeare. I said, really? She said, yes. I said, really? She said, yes. I said, really? She said, are you okay, Philip? You keep repeating yourself. And then I said, to be a turtle or not to be a turtle? That is the question. Whether it is nobler in the mind to suffer as a turtle, the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune of a turtle, or to take turtle arms against a sea of turtles, and by opposing end them, to die to turtle sleep. No more turtles, and by a turtle sleep to say we end the turtles. The heart of a turtle ache, and the thousand natural shocks that turtle flesh is heir to. 'Tis a consummation, devoutly to be wished to die to turtle sleep. She was stunned. She said, how can it be? A freak like you, Turtle Shakespeare?
All right, time's up. We've overstayed our stay. Thanks a lot, Philip.
Philippe, I have only one thing to say to you. Bravo, bravo.
The ground is moving.
What about Dave? We need to save Dave. Let's go find Dave.
Mm-mm-mm. It's not gonna help you. I'm gonna tell him.
This is your last chance, Norm. I'm warning you, don't come any closer.
Fuck you, Clyde. We're not afraid of you. We're not afraid of your army. What we lack in height, we have in spirit.
We have spirit.
Calm down, Captain Lieutenant Sherman.
Okay, so on the right side, there is an army of aloe vera plants.
And on the left, an army of tiny mushroom.
This is our land. We were here first.
We were here first.
We were here first. Mushrooms never even existed. Mushrooms are a myth.
I'm standing right here, and I'm a mushroom. We're all mushrooms.
Yeah, we are mushrooms. We are mushrooms, yeah.
Philip, are we still high?
I don't believe so. I think that this, dear Alice, is real.
This is your last chance to surrender. We're gonna crush your tiny hats!
They're called caps, you son of a bitch, and you know it!
Don't mess with aloe vera! We're gonna kick your asses all over the ground!
Yeah? We're going to smushroom your faces on the trees and send you back to where you came from! We're going to... Wait a second! Excuse me, what are you doing?
Oh, yeah, don't mind us. We're just passing through.
You're blocking Clyde! How can I come up with a good insult for Clyde if I can't see Clyde?
You can't come up with a good insult even if someone was whispering it in your ear.
Fuck! Why is he so good at this? Why do I let him get to me like this?
Okay, good luck with your whatever this is, but we need to find our friend.
Still gonna tell him.
Come on!
Wait, maybe you can help us. Clyde, let's let the strangers decide who's right.
Whatever they say goes.
Whatever they say goes.
Guys, take five, but stay close. We might still have to fight.
Yeah, you too. Stay close. We might fight.
We are really not qualified to-
Silence, Caden. Keep the barking to a minimum and speak for yourself. I, Cassius Valentine, happen to be a certified negotiator, and a very good one, I might say. Settling a dispute between a mushroom and an aloe vera plant is another item from my bucket list.
That's weirdly specific.
My friends, let us all sit in a circle. The only shape that gives you the sense of equality and free and open communication. Little Mushroom.
Norm.
What kind of a name is Norm?
Naked, old, rotten mushroom. Norm.
But you wear a tie.
Let me tell you why this son of an aloe vera...
Hey, language.
Sorry. You got me all worked up.
Well, I'll go first. He'll try to make it look like he's right. When the truth is that he's wrong.
Say that to my face. I dare you. Say it to my face.
Norm, take a breath. Good, good.
Cassius, you're really good at this.
I know.
Guys, I think we lost Philip.
We didn't lose him. He's over there taking a nap. I think he got tired after telling us that long-ass story.
My name is Clyde the Aloe Vera Plant, or Clyde for short. I am second generation to the proud Aloe Vera Plant tribe, and I claim that this land belongs to me and to the rest of the Aloe Vera people.
What land?
No talking, Caden. Only I can talk.
I thought that this is a circle, a symbol of free and open communication.
It's not free for you. You, we charge. Clyde, was it?
Clyde for short, yeah.
Clyde, what land are we talking about?
The Valley of the 47 Rocks. It stretches from that tree over there all the way to this tree over here.
That's it?
Zip it, Caden. Clyde, dear, that seems to me like an awfully small space.
The only small thing around here is... Norm!
You son of an aloe vera!
Language.
I'm sorry. He gets to me. I told you. Let me tell you something. The mushroom people were here since the beginning of time. Before time itself, we were here. We're not going anywhere.
Both of you creatures claim that this land is yours. Both of you are fighting each other and wanting the other to back down. There is nothing special about your little quarrel. I've seen it before. There is only one solution to your dispute.
What's the solution?
Total annihilation. You are never going to get along anyway. I say just have at it. Last man standing claims the land as his.
Cassius, can I speak with you for a second?
What's on your mind, dear?
I thought no one is allowed to talk in the circle of communication.
No one is allowed unless I say otherwise. Please do not interrupt the flow of the communication circle. Alice, go ahead.
I'm sure that there is a less violent solution to their problem.
No, there isn't. I've seen it before, dear. Over and over again, humans are a lot like the aloe vera and mushroom people. They always fight for land, which always makes me laugh. No one can really own the land. I personally always believed in a world with no borders, but that's a story for another time.
Thank you.
It always ends up the same way. One side wins, the other side loses. Anything in between just buys a few years of imaginary peace. And I say imaginary because under the surface, it bubbles. Oh, how it bubbles. Almost like good champagne. Waiting to burst like a volcano.
All right, you heard the man. Total annihilation. Aloe vera people, break is over.
Mushroom people, break is over for you too. Where did you go?
In a way, the negotiation was a success.
How?
All right, let's get out of here before they start fighting. You know, I don't think they can hurt us, but I don't really want to stick around to find out if I'm right.
Claire, that's it. They can't hurt us. We're big, and we have magic and stuff.
There are hundreds of them, and only four...
I'm not helping.
Three of us.
That's all we need. I have a plan. Here's what we need to do.
Me. Yes, that's me, Dave Flag. Me, Dave Flag. Me. Yes, that's me. Me. I'm Dave Flag. Yeah, Dave Flag. Me. Dave Flag. Me. Dave Flag here. Yeah, it's me, Dave Flag.
Think, Dave. You're trapped in a nest, and your own leg has betrayed you. You have no food, no water. And your friends are not coming to save you. It's one of those moments in your life when you need to toughen up and save yourself. What do you see around you that can help you escape this leg prison? There are legs all around me. I don't see anything else. Wait, what's that? It's a feather. It makes a lot of sense because we're in a tree. Trees have birds in them, and sometimes talking legs and mind readers. Such a pretty feather. I want to keep it and frame it and hang it on the wall in the cabin, even though there is no cabin anymore, and I'm not sure if we're going back home.
Focus, Dave.
What's your next move? You can use this feather as a saw and cut your leg off. Find Claire and ask her to give you a new leg. No magic on your leg. Look what happened. I just need to wait until it wears off. Oh God, what if it doesn't wear off? What if I'm forever doomed to live life as Dave the mind reader with the talking leg? That could be cool. Or very terrifying. Or both at the same time. Focus, Dave. What's your next move?
Ooh-wee. What a nap. I needed it. Sometimes you just need a good nap to reset and gain your power back. Isn't that right, Dave?
Yeah.
What's in your hand, Dave?
Nothing. I don't have anything in my hand. What's in your hand?
Oh, Dave, I don't have hands. Silly Dave. Show me what's in your hand, Dave. Show me.
No!
Show me!
Stop! I'm not that flexible. How do you even do that?
Dave Smith!
Give it back!
What were you gonna do with that? Tickle me to death?
Yes! That was my plan! Tickle you until you let me out of here!
My kryptonite! How did you know?
Ah!
Give it back! Dave!
No! Let me out of here or I'll tickle myself until you're so tired of laughing you'll beg me to stop!
Never! Dave Smith!
I didn't want to do it.
Remember, you made me do this.
Oh, well, you wouldn't dare. You don't have the balls.
Clyde, I hope you're ready for what's coming for you.
You're a dead shroom walking norm.
I hate that he gets to me. I hate him. We're going to kill you.
No, we are going to kill you.
No one is killing anyone.
Don't tell us what to do. Who do you think you are?
Total annihilation.
Total annihilation.
Comen tole fortune Leia. Comen tole fortune Leia. Comen tole fortune Leia.
What did you do? We can't move. I'm stuck to a dirty aloe vera plant.
Of course I'm dirty. It's the soil on my head. I'm literally made out of dirt.
All right. You are now trapped in this circle.
A circle. The perfect shape for peace and communication, as I mentioned before. I, Cassius Valentine.
Let us out! This accomplishes nothing!
It was Caden's idea.
Hi. It was my idea. It's called the elephant in the room.
What's an elephant?
It's like a really big animal. When you put an elephant in a room, you don't have much space left. I learned it in the orphanage.
What's that?
It's like a big house with a lot of kids in it. So, in the orphanage, as I said, there were a lot of kids, and you would sleep with some of them in the same room. I once complained that there were too many kids in my room, so they brought a few more kids into the room I was sleeping in, and so now, instead of four kids in one room, we had seven. All of a sudden, you have less room than before. It stayed like that for a few days, and then they sent them back to their original rooms. And all of a sudden, it felt like I had a lot of space. Nothing really changed. I started with four kids in the room and ended up with four kids in the room. The only difference is that they took out the elephant.
Yeah, what the fuck does that have to do with our situation?
How do you feel right now? Does it feel nice to be stuck to each other, all crammed up in a small circle?
Doesn't feel great.
Don't you wish you had some more room? How's the thought about living in the, what did they call it again?
The Valley of the Rocks.
Yeah. How's the thought about living in the Valley of the Rocks sound?
Feels pretty big to me.
It was nice to be able to walk.
Yeah, it was better. Right. I hope you can see now that there is enough land for both of you. Even with both of you here, you have enough room to do whatever you want. Huh? The circle? The elephant in the room? Your friends now?
I think it's time for Plan B.
All right, get the fangs ready.
Maybe. Maybe this stupid kid with the annoying voice is right. Maybe I was always so jealous of you because you have such long and beautiful leaves and I'm so short and tiny.
Hey, look at me. There is nothing wrong with being tiny. I actually think it's kind of sexy.
Really?
I was always just afraid of what they'd say in the village. Clyde the mushroom fucker.
Oh.
You like that, don't you? Oh, Norm! You're
You're such a fun guy!
Hello!
I'm high on shrooms, baby!
Good job, Caden.
Well, that's not exactly...
I'm so bored. I was expecting a bloodbath and got an orgy instead. Thanks for ruining it for me, kid.
I didn't...
I'm gonna go wake up Philip. We better keep moving and find Dave. Are you coming, Caden? Good idea, by the way. The elephant in the room, making two enemies fall in love with each other despite their differences. Brilliant.
Wait, Alice, what about the circle?
It's already faded. They can walk away now, but we started an orgy, so either we leave now or we join the party. Standing here makes it awkward.
Yeah, yes, you're right. Yeah, let's go.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure. Actually...
Oh, okay. I'm down.
I'm not joining the orgy. I just...
Oh, guys!
Just a moment, Claire. Just... There's one more thing I need to say. Hey. Excuse me. Captain Lieutenant Sherman. Captain Lieutenant.
I think he's busy, Caden.
I just wanted to say... I know that sometimes in life you might feel stuck. You might feel like you have no way out from the life you chose to live. But I want you to know, Captain Lieutenant, that there is always a choice. Even if people try to convince you that there isn't. Even me. I thought that my life was going in a certain direction. I thought I had no choice. Look at me now.
There's not much to look at.
Don't let them tell you who you are. Someone I met a long time ago once told me, adventure is out there. Go find it. I didn't know what it meant then, but I think I know now.
That was beautiful, Caden. What made you want to say it to him?
I don't know. The way he was repeating everything Norm said, it just felt like he needed to hear it.
I'm not sure he heard any of it. He was busy kissing that aloe vera stem.
Well, I'm sure he knows. But you know what? At least I can say I tried. He's close. I can smell him again. Thanks for fixing my nose, Claire.
Anytime.
What does Dave smell like?
Licorice.
Ugh, really?
I was surprised at first, too. It's not the shampoo he's using or the smell of his clothes. It's his scent. Dave smells like licorice.
His smell reminds me of the good old days where there was only one type of candy at the store.
A question. What's licorice? Am I licorice? And how come the vampire can also smell Dave, but we follow the dog instead?
Call me a dog one more time!
Oh, look!
Dave, I found you! I found Dave!
Oh. Hello. I remember you. We were... friends. Yeah. A long, long time ago.
Dave, you were only missing for a few hours.
Alice, was it? Yes, the sarcastic one. From the outside, strong, confident. But take a look inside and you'll find a scared little girl craving to be loved.
Oh no, I think he's having a heat stroke.
Caden, the kid who refuses to grow up.
Oh, do me next.
Philip. The turtle.
Nailed it.
I was caged in the shadows. No way to know if it was day or night. Time lost all meaning. I was surrounded with legs. Legs, legs. Everywhere I looked, Legs, legs, legs. I found a feather. Tickle, tickle, little star.
Let's get him out of the heat.
She passed out. She'll come back to life soon. You'll see. You'll all see. Oh, I am Dave Saga. Dave Saga.
He's losing his mind, guys. I got you, buddy.
You'll see. You'll see.
Okay. That's okay. I'm here now. I'm here.
You'll all see. Legs. Legs. Feet.
How does it feel?
Better. Her mouth is gone.
Next time, just let me or Claire help you instead of taking a potion from a stranger.
She was so mean! Why was my leg so mean?
Get some rest, Dave. You had a long day.
Okay.
Do you think they'll be okay?
For a while. Until they forget the lesson and start to fight again. A lot like humans, mushroom and aloe vera people.
Mushroom and aloe vera people.
Help! Help! Someone tilted me over while I was sleeping. Somebody give me a push.
Oh, I'll go and help him.
Hey, Cassius.
Caden, did you tilt the turtle over because he called you a dog earlier?
Yeah.
Very good.
Can I talk to you for a second?
With me?
Yeah.
Why me?
Because I think you're the only one who would freak out when he hears what I have to say.
Intriguing. Continue.
Can I sit?
Next to me?
Yeah.
I suppose.
Can you ask me to sit?
Sit!
Thanks.
So, what did you want to talk to me about?
I need to show you something.
What is this?
When we were in the castle, Dave and the merchant tried to release me from prison. The princess who put me there paid me a visit.
If this is some sort of a sexual fantasy story of yours, I do not want to hear it. We don't have this kind of relationship.
Listen! She told me something. Once she realized that I was a werewolf, she... Well, Cassius, she knew about the prophecy. The same prophecy Murphy talked about.
Did she give you this scroll?
She wrote it down for me.
Why are you telling me this? Why are you not showing this to everyone else? What are you up to?
Cassius, read it.
I see.
I thought I should try to keep it a secret, but to be honest... And you know, it's not easy for me to say this. I'm scared.
I think you did a good thing by bringing it to me.
Good. Good, really?
Relax. Relax. I'll keep it for now, if you don't mind. And please avoid talking about it with anyone else.
I feel so much better. Thanks, Cassius.
Oh, you're welcome.
I think I'll go for a run. I love running at night in this forest. It's, magical.
Magic is all around you. Breathe it in and don't resist.
Are you quoting Alice's song?
Is that where it's from? I can't get it out of my head.
Okay, I'm going. Have a good night and... Thanks again, Cassius.
Anytime. Anytime. Well. The honest thing would be to toss it into the fire and respect my promise to keep quiet. For Cassius is an honorable man. Claire? Claire, Alice, Dave, gather here. Cassius has something to tell you.
You probably noticed that we didn't have our beautiful after credits in the last episode. It's okay. I don't know where the file is. Someone is fucking with me, and I'm not having it. I had to go back to the music we used in season one. I hate this piano. I'm gonna get to the bottom of this. Whoever did this is going to pay.